Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 14, 1861, the report of the St. Paul's Meal Society was published in the 18th century newspaper, The Barbadian. This benevolent society, based in the parish of St. Michael, provided meals and other forms of relief for individuals in the districts of St. Paul's and St. Ambrose. In the previous year, it had supplied such aid for an average of 75 persons. 45 of these received meals on a daily basis, and another 25 were blessed with dry provision every Saturday. One-third of the pensioners under the care of the society were actually infirm and incapacitated. Their presence at the institution was due to the destruction of another St. Michael Benevolent Society. In October of 1860, a horrific fire in the city consumed the home of the Ladies Association for the Relief of the Sick and Infirm Poor. Struck by this tragedy, the committee of the St. Paul Society felt it was their duty to step in and provide temporary provision for some of these vulnerable individuals. The secretary of the society and author of the report, Benjamin Innes, also took the time to acknowledge the loss of service of one of their long-standing members, Reverend W. Jackson. Having spent 18 years with the society, Jackson had been appointed chief pastor in Antigua and thus had to say goodbye to the association to which he had given so many years of service. Innes noted that despite their immense sadness at losing a valuable and exemplary man of God, they also hoped for tremendous blessings for him. Also highlighted in the report was the society's expenditure, which amounted to approximately $1,000 to finance tasks such as the provision of food. Almost half of this was paid with the annual vestry grant of $480. According to the Barbadian, this incredibly generous donation was not surprising, as care for the poor by the St. Michael's vestry can hardly be exceeded by any other vestry on the island. They also reminded the Barbadian public that the 75 persons who received aid was yet a small number in comparison to the many in need. Exclusively dependent on voluntary assistance, they continued to implore Barbadians to have sympathy for the destitute and to find it within their hearts to give cheerfully in the coming year. It is perhaps quite befitting that the report for the St. Paul's Daily Meal Society, a charity whose foundation was built on having love one for another, was documented in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, February 14, 1861.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.